You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. What up? It is a mindset with me. I am your host, Takara Barnes. So what's up with everybody? I had a great Father's Day yesterday, and happy Father's Day too if I have any fathers who do listen. So I had a great Father's Day yesterday. I went to Louisville to see my dad, and I'm blessed about something because my dad is like extremely laid back. Like, my dad's just cool. Like, he's extremely laid back. And in case you didn't know, so my dad just recently got out of prison November 2nd, 2017, sorry. He was in federal prison for 7 years. I'm blessed because this was his first Father's Day out of prison. And for a split second, like I said, he lives in Louisville, and I'm located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, so it was like a three-hour drive. And for a split second, like, well, I wasn't going to go to Louisville. I wasn't going to travel to see him. I called him that morning. I woke up, like, stupid early, which, like, I always do. I woke up stupid early, like, 5:30 in the morning, and I was like, one thing I do every single morning, I call my mom for the most part, especially in the summer when I know she's not working. I call my mom, and we talk on the phone every morning, and she asked me if I was going to see my dad, and I was like, no, I just called him Happy Father's Day, I told him, and she was just like, I mean, it's his first Father's Day out of prison, like, you know, you probably should go up there, which, you know, she was definitely right. So, made the drive to go see my dad on Father's Day, and it was a great time, took him out to eat, so that was good. So, I'm blessed with that. One thing I'm trying to get better about is being more family-oriented. I like to be so low-key. I like to stick to myself. So that's something I'm working on getting better on. Just being more active with family and going to visit my family. Because it's important. Like, if you don't have family, you don't have nobody else. You know, a lot of the times. But, so, first things first, we're going to talk about... Well, actually, we're going to go into the Speak On It Challenge. Because that's, you know, basically what... My message is today, what we're going to talk about today, surrounding that and just things that has been revealed to me over these 6 days. We've been doing this challenge for 6 days. And for me, it's actually going really well. Yesterday, I didn't, like I said, I start my time. I pray at 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 a.m. is my prayer time, my Speak On It time. For me, I have to be disciplined. And when I first put this out there to do the Speak On It Challenge, I wanted to put, like, a specific time on it for everybody to pray, but I was like, I don't want to limit people to praying at a certain time, because, I mean, we all have separate lives. Like, for me, it's better for me to wake up earlier and pray, so my time is at 7 o'clock in the morning every day. I usually get up at 6. My alarm is set for 6 every morning. Usually, I always beat my alarm at, like, 5:30, but, I mean, I set it for 6. This randomly, like, So I randomly thought of this challenge, just basically off something that everything I talk about on here is basically, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm really talking about myself most of the part, because I stay, you know, being convicted or something, or have something on my mind where I'm trying to work on something new. And one thing I can say about myself that I'm blessed about is that I'm always consistently trying to get better in every aspect of my life, of no matter what it is. I'm always trying to get better, whether it's, you know, faithfully, whether it's, you know, mentally, whether it's me being more physically fit. I'm always trying to come up with something to be a better person. That's one thing I can say about myself every single day. But sometimes it can be hard because I'm a little too hard on myself, like I say all the time on here. But as far as the Speak On It Challenge goes, I just wanted to put something out there to try to get people going. Because just me being engaged with some of my listeners and just... me listening to them about what they're going through. And it's just that a lot of people, we are connected in our season, especially this is something I've been going through like the last 2-3 months, like just being in a space where, you know, I didn't have anything good to say about myself. I haven't been positive. Like, you know, I just was under that spiritual attack, and I had people who are surrounding me who are going through the same thing. So that's what made me think, you know, one thing, and you know, this is part of the title for today. It's called Taking Your Life Back. And So last Sunday, I was in like this crazy mood, like I was just like in a place where I just wasn't feeling positive about anything. And me, I'm such a positive person. It's a mindset. I mean, fourth quarter, like always, that's me. So I just wasn't in a positive state of mind. I was just so negative. And I started just praying. Like, I started praying to God. And, you know, there's so many times, y'all, where we're like in a depression. Or not saying that I was in a depression, but something like it. It kind of felt like it at times. But no word. I'm not, when I say depression, like, people are really depressed. So I don't want to put that on my life. But when we're going through a rough time, when we're not feeling motivated, and we just, I mean, especially this age, y'all, I don't know, 27, I don't know if somebody should have told me what's go, like, your mind changes, your body changes, I don't know, somebody should let me know this, but especially with being a young woman, I feel like I'm in a crucial time in my life where, you know, I'm really becoming who God wants me to be, and there's so many times where, you know, we get knocked down by, you know, we'll say the devil. We get knocked down by the devil. And one thing I told myself and one thing I've learned about myself is, you know, and this happens to a lot of us. We give the devil so much credit. Too much credit. We give the devil too much credit. Because like I say all the time, you know, the devil has to ask for permission to test us anyway. We give him so much credit. Like, there's so many times where I've told myself, well, I'm just full of the spirit. I'm just full of the devil today. I'm full of hell today. Like, and that's crazy because I feel like, that's a choice that we make. Like, we can talk about all the time, like, people, I've been around people all the time, we're like, man, I'm just so down right now, like, I'm just, I just don't know what's going on, everything's going wrong. Like, sometimes you just gotta take baby steps to bounce back and just to take your life back, because sometimes, like, the devil, if you allow him to, the devil can take over your life. He can allow you to be depressed. Like, you know, if you get into a substance abuse problem, like, you make the choice to pick up a bottle, or you make the choice to smoke, or whatever it is that you do. You make that choice every single day. Like, you use prayer. Like, you can use prayer. You should use prayer to, you know, to stop things that are taking over your life. But we make that choice every single day. And that's something that I had to tell myself when I was so quick to be like, hey, I'm just not positive today. Or, hey, I'm just not in a good mood today. Or, I'm in a pissy mood. Like, that's a choice that I'm making every day to stay in that mood. Like, we make excuses and we feel sorry for ourselves and want to have pity parties, but you have to make the choice to get up and say, hey, I'm going to have a positive day today, or just come up with something that gets you going. So that's where the speak on it challenge came from. Cause I just had so many negative things about myself. I have some, like, you know, with me doing the podcast, me doing, you know, trying to motivate other people, the devil doesn't want that at all. He doesn't want me to be anything positive. He doesn't want me to do anything positive. He doesn't want me to pour into other people, because it might make y'all turn up. It might change y'all's lives, you know, and because everything that comes from me is from God. So the devil doesn't like that. So he's constantly throwing things at me, or wanting to make me feel a certain way, or want me to make me feel like I won't ever be successful. I won't ever have anything, or I won't ever be anybody. So speak on it challenge. We know the power of prayer and just speaking everything into existence. That's what we're supposed to do. So that's where I came up with that. So just speaking on everything, like speaking everything like it all, like we've already claimed it. So I want to share, a few things on mine. And I had people send in their stuff and just any testimonies that they have going on. And y'all keep on sending me those. Like, I want everybody to be engaged. I want you to feel free to share your testimonies. And if you don't want to say your name, you don't have to. Just be like, hey, this is anonymous. Like, but I do want to share this. So something that I have not talked about on the show that happened May 5th. So Terrell, my husband, as you know, we moved to Tennessee because Terrell does have a job. He has a job here. He worked for 2 years. He was driving back and forth from Bowling Green to Nashville/Alabama/Murfreesboro. He was driving all this area every single day. So that's why we decided to move. So thankful for that move. But May 5th, Terrell got laid off from his job. So, and layoffs, nobody's prepared for layoffs. Like, well, you can be financially woo-woo, you know, if you take the right, like I said, I'm doing the financial peace class, you know, you take the right steps and whatever, you know, just prepare for anything that's going to happen. But, you know, when you're at a young age like us, and, you know, he did really well at his job, was doing excellent at his job, killed it, hit it 2 years, like, has done really well. Now, when we're at this age, you know, the younger age, and I keep saying this, I keep telling everybody this, I'm at the age now where life is really like reality. Like, life events are really coming at you, you know, like, and I struggle every day, like, man, I'm really an adult, like, I struggle with that. So, May 5th, Terrell got laid off from his job, and it was totally unexpected. Like, we knew he had a meeting coming up, and I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe it's something good, woo, woo, woo. Then he calls me at work, and he's like, hey, I got laid off today. So, from that moment, like, I'm blessed about it, because something that Terrell has helped me with, because me, I'm so, and this is something as women, and I've learned this as women. Women, we, especially, you know, if you're in a house and a man is, you know, over your household, you know, and they are the breadwinners, like he was in ours. That money is like a big stress for women, because that's what makes us feel secure. Like, it sounds a little shallow, but it's real. Like, I'm learning this in a class right now, a Christian-based financial class. Like, that's what make women feel secure. That's what, how women freak out. But I'm blessed because, like, at first, at the very beginning, I did not freak out. Like, I was just like, okay, like, we'll just have to get through this. Like, and I just prayed and asked God, you know, what do I need? What does my husband need from me right now? What does he need from me? But I had, I mean, you know, in that little stretch, or maybe like a week after I started really tripping, like, you know, just having my doubts and all that stuff. But overall, like, for the most part, I've really been, like, fine. Like, because I'm blessed because before, like, it's crazy because I'm blessed because God always, like, God takes you through things, but God's still going to cover you. Like, before that, like, I had, you know, we could get our tax refund. You know how that goes. I had paid so many things. Like, I had paid things ahead. Like, I had paid things ahead. Like, all my, like, everything was in order. Like, everything was in order because, you know, with us being moved, like, hey, everything here, let me tell you something. Everything in this Nashville area, woo, everything doubled when we moved here. And I'm just thankful, like, everything was paid ahead. Like, we weren't in no binds. Like, everything was cool. Like, God set us up for that. Because at first, when we first moved, like, we struggled. Like, I'm just blessed for that God set us up and prepared us for this. Like, I'm so blessed for that. So, that's why, like, I was thinking, like, I wanted to complain and wanted to be upset. And it's crazy because I was like, man, God really looked out. But I'm going to tell you something even better. So, May 5th is when he happened, when he got, you know, he got laid off. And since I'm talking, so the day before that, May 4th, you know, I had like a little episode. Because if you haven't noticed or not, and this is something I'm talking about in a Speak On Challenge too as well. Or something I've talked about before, just me, my struggle, and me and Terrell are trying to have a kid. Yeah, been trying for like 2-3 years. And, you know, something, I had a little episode where, and I had, that's something that God really had to work on me when it come to me getting pregnant. Because I got to the point where I would get so jealous of other women when they were pregnant. Like, when's my time going to come? I would get so anxious. And that night, that May 4th, I was in my car and I was praying because I had gotten upset over something. I had been attacked by the devil, me not getting pregnant. And I just was praying to God, like, God, like, why not right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not right now? Why hasn't this happened for me yet? Like, what's going on? Like, and then, boom, the next day, Terrell got laid off. And it's crazy because, like, God really, when you pray wholeheartedly to God, God really gives you the answer. It's my testimony. Me, when there's so many times where I'm praying wholeheartedly to God and I'm really asking God for these answers, God gives me the answer right then. So, I'm so blessed because the next day, you know, Terrell got laid off and I was thinking, like, man, God, like, amen. Like, thank God I don't have a kid right now with this situation going on. Like, you have so much more for me. Like, you want me to be in a certain place before I have kids. Like, we were prepared enough for this to happen. Like, we were good. Like, we haven't lacked anything, but we weren't more as prepared as we had wanted to be. So, praise God, like, for that. Like, praise God for that. That was awesome. Because, you know, that's something I would have had an extra, we would have had to think about, or some extra Terrell would have had to think about if we would have had a kid, like, as far as daycare and all that stuff. So, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And with him being laid off, so before we did this Speak On Challenge, before we started, something, and I'm going to share a few things that's on here that I pray for myself, that I'm speaking to in existence. June 12th is when we started the Speak On a Challenge. And So 7 a.m., I'm getting my prayer time on, and I start feeling the spirit of the Lord, like, the first 2 minutes. Like, the first 2 minutes me praying, like, I'm all into it, woo-woo-woo. Like, and the first thing on my list was, and I'm so thankful because Terrell, and this is part of Terrell's testimony, too. He sent his in for the first one this week, so this is part of his testimony that he has to share, and which is kind of ours together, so giving you guys feedback on this. So the first thing on my list was, I want to speak on Terrell get a job. And I was very intentional about this prayer. I was like, hey, Lord, you know, God, I want to speak on Terrell getting this job, getting a job that he's happy with, that he's appreciated, where he gets the support that he needs. So not just any job, because any job is easy to get. He can get any job. But I was like, you know, I want him to be patient. I know that you'll take care of us. I just want him to be in a good place, where he's appreciated, where he's wanted, where he doesn't have to deal with any BS, because like he dealt with before, where he just, you know, where he can get rewarded for how hard he works, because he is a hard worker. So I did that, prayed that at 7 a.m. Then at like 8:30, Terrell got the job offer that he had wanted, because he had gotten other job offers previously, but it was like nothing that he wanted, and that's totally fine. Like, I wanted him to be patient, because he deserves more. Like, he deserves to be in a good place. So I prayed at 7 a.m., like 8:30, Terrell got the job offer that he wanted. Like, he got, like, wow, like, the same day, and I spoke that into existence. I didn't even, you know, I speak on Terrell getting a job that he wants. Like, I claim that, and that's what happened. So, that's so much powerful in prayer, and I'm blessed because I have not talked about his layoff yet, and I'm thankful because he told me that I could talk about it today because it's his business. Like, he's not like me, which is totally fine, so I'm glad that he was able for us to share that today on the Speak On It Challenge, just for him and, you know, his testimony and something that God had did for him and for us in our house. So that was definitely a blessing. And something else, you know, personally that I have been praying for, I started speaking on my relationship with God. Like, I don't give myself enough credit with my relationship with God, because Lord knows I do have one, like a great relationship with the Lord. We talk daily. I'm constantly praying a lot throughout the day. So something I spoke on my relationship with God, me continue to get a better relationship with God. And when I tell you, I spoke that at 7 o'clock this morning, like, God, I speak of my relationship with you, it to be better. Like, it's going to be a better relationship than what it is right now. And I'm so blessed because after that, God had convicted me of so many wrong things in my life. Like, he just had convicted me of things that I need to clean up. Like, I'm so thankful for that. Like, and I really am. And I think that's something that we have to start doing as Christians. And just as people, we have to start thanking God for the things he convicts us of, because it's going to make us a better person. And like, because there's so many things that we can do that's wrong. And we don't think that it's wrong. And it's like I talked about last week, that you're convicted of your own convictions. Can't nobody on this earth convict you of anything. And I truly believe that. I think God has to convict you first before, you know, you want to make a change. And there's so many changes that I want to make within myself. And I'm blessed because God immediately convicted me of so many things. Like, and that's something I pray for as well that I spoke on. I spoke on a better spiritual marriage. God convicted me of so many things in my marriage that I'm not doing. Because let me tell you something. When you marry, like, it's so easy to blame the man for everything. Like that book I told you I'm reading, What It's Like to Be Married to Me. It's a chapter. We talk about just griping, just women nagging. Talking about don't nag for 21 days. Like, it's a chapter that just talked about that. And I got convicted by so many things that I'm not doing. Like, you stay on him for, you know, him not doing this, but you're not doing this. You ain't cooked in a few days. Or you haven't cooked him breakfast in a while. Like, I'm blessed, and I think you really have to thank God for him convicting you, because it's going to make you a better person. Like, I feel like, you know, it's something I compare this to. God is my coach, and I relate everything to basketball just because it was my life for so long. God is my coach. So God has to take me through a little training sometimes and show me how to do things. And show me that I'm wrong in areas, or show me that show us that we have been doing things the wrong way for a while, or showing us, hey, you know, this isn't how things should be. You should make things better by doing them this way, you know. And I'm thankful for that from God. And I think that you have to get to a place as a Christian where you're happy when God convicts you, especially the things that you love doing, because me, myself, and it's everybody, and it's in the Bible that we all love sin. I love sin. There's certain things that I love to do. And there's certain things that we love to do that we don't see anything wrong with, that, you know, that got it, that's in the Bible that is wrong. But I think that you have to come to a place where you're praying, like, God, fix me. God, use me. God, whatever you want to remove from me, God, I'm just asking you to remove it right now. You know, you have to come to that place. And I'm thankful that God has done that for me. And with him doing that, that is what allowed me to take my life back from me giving the devil so much credit and just staying in a funk and just staying in a bad mood. Like, I just walk around with an attitude sometimes. And there's no reason to do that, because sometimes you have to get to a place where you just count your blessings. Things don't seem right. You might not be getting what you asked for or what you're praying for right now. But trust me, you woke up. First of all, that's the first blessing. There's always a blessing in your life. Like, and sometimes you have to remind yourself of that, especially when, you know, like, we got the social media world out here where you got people, and we're all guilty of this. You see people who's doing something that you're doing, and you're like, well, how are they this? Or how are they getting that? When really we don't know their story, but that's a whole nother topic. Well, how are they doing this? Or why am I not doing that? Look at yourself first. Like, look at yourself. Pray for God to convict you. Pray for God to show you how you can get better in all things. And that, I think we have to really get to a place that we're doing that. And quit giving the devil so much credit for him just to take our lives. You know, I talked to a dear friend the other day, and just where I got word that he was going through a tough time, and that, you know, something that he was dealing with, and he was like, I think I need this, I think I need that. And I'm like, no, you don't need that. What you need is you just need to take your life back from God. Like, take your life back from the devil, because the devil has your life right now, and you have to fight. And I was like, something I said, I think I forgot to tell y'all this. Last Sunday, I was just in this funk again, like I said, and I kept praying, and God spoke to me, and God told me, like, you're going to have to fight. Like, there's so many times we be wanting God to do too much, and we don't be wanting to meet God halfway, and that's why I'm going to speak on a challenge, too. I talked about, you know, you need to write down things of how you're going to accomplish these things, or how you're going to meet God halfway, because I'm telling you right now, I got in a place, and shout out to one of my homegirls, we talked about the same thing the other day. I got to a place where I didn't want to do no work. Like, I know, I'm like, God got me, like, I'm straight, but I didn't want to do no work. Like, I prayed about, hey, I want to read 4 books, but ain't pick up the book, thinking God was going to miraculously put the words of the book in my head, like, I didn't have to pick it up. Like, and I think that people don't realize that sometimes. Like I said, faith without works is dead. That's something we have to get through our head. And like I said, I was praying to God when I was in my little funk last Sunday, and God just told me, like, fight. You're going to have to fight. You're in a war right now. You just gonna have to fight. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, man, God, you right. Like, I'm just laying here. I'm letting the devil just take over me. And I'm not trying to even get my way out of it. I'm just sitting here, and I'm choosing to be in this state of mind. So that's something I did do, and I fought. And that's when I came up with the Speak on the Challenge, to help you guys fight too. Something to give you guys a quick laugh, though, on my Speak on a Challenge. So, like me, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be rich. Like, I have no doubt in that. Like, and the Lord knows I'm going to be humble. But something I had to speak on, I've been speaking on my ignorance when I do get my money, because I've been looking at pictures of Lambos and Ferraris. Like, yes, I can't wait. This is what I'm going to buy. And I just had to pray. I spoke on my ignorance when I get rich. And it's real than that. Like, as you know, I'm telling you, I have favor over my life. Like, I know what God's going to do in that area. So I've been speaking on my ignorance, and, you know, and I'm just being transparent, telling y'all that, and just being wide open that, you know, sometimes people be like, you have to be yourself with God in your prayers and your Speak on the Challenge. Like, I talk to God just how I talk to y'all. Like, me and him have our own language. Like, that's our relationship. Like, that's what that shows. I remember when I used to feel like I had to pray a certain way. But when you pray in a certain way, that's fake. Like, God get tired of hearing the same prayers, especially the prayer that you heard somebody else say. You have to be just wholeheartedly and true with God, and, you know, just talk to him how he wants to talk to you. So, I mean, I'm anxious to see the feedback that you guys give me as far as your Speak on a Challenge. Like, I prayed this morning on the same stuff. And also, too, just mark some stuff out, too, as well. Like I said, the first thing I had on there was talking about Terrell and his job situation. But I got to mark that one off, because, you know, that's something that the God already did for me, and I'm blessed for that. Like, it's so much power in prayer. And I think that, you know, just be consistent with this. Like, I know, like, yesterday I did not pray at 7 o'clock in the morning because I forgot. But I made sure that I got that prayer in, and that's going to happen sometimes. But it's all about you being consistent. It don't matter how late you do it or when you do it. It's just about you doing it and just taking that time and spending that time with God in your quiet place or whatever. But continue to send me those testimonies. Should have some heat for you guys next week, another special guest for sure. Also, too, as well, if you haven't heard Battle of the Barns, which is the other podcast that I am involved with my husband, we are doing a live show August 18th in Bowling Green, Kentucky at the A-Frame. Tickets are available at battleofthebarnslive.eventbrite.com. Make sure y'all go check that out. I'm very super excited. It's going to be a really fun night, us doing our first live show. But like I said, remember to send me your Speak On It challenge testimonies to my email, takara@4qtrmovement.com, and just impact somebody's lives. And if, like I said, if you don't want your name being told or whatever, just let me know. But I hope you guys have a great week. It's a mindset.